right to,
right.
We can't make them rebuild the building. Mm-hmm. You know, we can make them maintain it. We can't stop them from operating.
Who's got a cell clock? Who's got
629.
Oh, did you just turn it on?
I just turned it on.
You didn't pick up that conversation.
Very end. Last two sentences,
yeah,
maybe.
You know what? I can't remember last time somebody came in and asked me.
Ed Bonk used to do
that. 839.09.
It's posted on our website.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So it looks like $1 million in damage?
No, I could ask Kathy that.
I'm sorry.
I will. Yeah.
39.09. Sprinkler system. And you should go up there because it is...
I'd like to call to order the February 5th Planning and Zoning Architectural Board of Review. As soon as you guys are done. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Did you finish?
Yes.
Okay. Call the roll. Anthony Lazar.
Here.
Kathy Moran.
Here.
Eric Newland.
Here.
Scott Lewis.
Here.
Brian Hitt.
Here.
Judd Klein.
Is absent. He is sick.
Mayor Kathy Mulcahy.
And I am here. And do we see Steve Byron walking
yep,
in?
Yep, yes. We do.
Good.
Okay. And I don't see Mr. Payne here. So let's go to the report and recommendation on 2018-49. I don't know if you... Do you have the ordinance in the packet?
Yes.
Well, what you don't have is the Exhibit A, and I have it here.
Yeah, it's in there, too. It's in your packet.
Okay.
It's a letter.
How did you have it, Anna? Just...
I have Brian's
email. So Brian today gave the sign off that everything that needed to be done before this could go forward has been done, and these are the conditional items on the approval to accept the public improvements that will still need to get done. So we are voting on recommending that council accept the certain public improvements for Orange Place south of Harvard and related improvements subject to or conditional on the items in Exhibit A. If you have any questions, direct them to Steve.
Well,
Steve Obancic.
That would be hard.
So we're accepting the roadway?
Correct. The infrastructure, the items that aren't being accepted are sort of off the roadway. The list has them.
Right.
And it's stuff that needs spring work to get done. The planting of the basin and the top coat or whatever.
They've been pushing this.
Okay.
Right. I don't ever recall us doing something like this.
Oh, we have.
Yeah. As far as
for our Lakes of Orange, too.
Yeah. As far as planning and zoning, making a recommendation, I always thought it was a council.
What do you mean? Are you having a...
Maybe I am.
Maybe.
Break
we don't.
Moment?
I mean, we don't we have that many do. Dedications. I mean, we don't do it that often.
Like,
I think so, too.
Dedication.
The acceptance of the improvements after they're done. And, yes, the dedication comes through
right.
first.
But this is the acceptance of the improvements. That's
right.
what we're talking
That's
about.
Right.
The road
so whether
being...
we add to or not, council's very interested in our opinion on this matter.
Okay.
In fact, some council members ask specifically what you what
you're
you
not
said.
What would Brian have said?
Yeah.
WWBD.
What? What is this?
WWBD. What does that mean?
What would Brian do?
It's just who he is.
All right.
Goodness. Any other questions on the ordinance? If not, I'll make a motion that we recommend approval to council.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. This is just a planning and zoning item. Call the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hit.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes.
Easy button.
And the date today is February
5th.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Building inspector's report.
I'm fine. All out of order. Just wanted to fill you in on what's happening at the next planning commission meeting.
Two variance requests.
Two variance requests.
And those, now let me understand something. Those two variances that were still, that are in the hopper, mm-hmm. are they coming under the old way?
One is. 128 Orange Lake yeah, Deck is. And 3909 Orange Place University Hospital Signs is the new way.
And oh, that should have come the old way.
The ordinance still hasn't passed yet.
It passed. It just hasn't been 30 days.
That's right. It did pass?
Didn't it pass at last meeting?
You know what? I don't
look
think
on your,
so.
Look on your iPad. Look on the minute. Is it on tomorrow night's agenda? I thought it passed.
I went back and I was surprised to learn, but I don't think it did. At least of the minutes that I looked at.
We told him it's the new
I know. But it doesn't matter by the time it gets through. Yeah, by the time it gets through processing,
yeah.
it'll be
I think you should have the old way. But nobody asked me, so.
This probably should have. I had thought the ordinance had passed and that it was. I mean, we're in that in between time where.
Not really. It hasn't passed yet.
And that, well,
we're not
right.
in it at all.
Right.
But wants to come through on the 19th.
Well, is it too late to tell them to go the other way?
I've already mailed out letters yeah. for them and
okay.
started
the and by the time that council acts on it.
Tomorrow night.
Then, no, that's the ordinance. By the time council acts on the yeah. request, the ordinance will be in effect. So
okay.
it won't need.
Okay. And then all we do here is it comes to us first.
Right.
We're going to learn how it works.
Okay. It'll feel a lot like what you ordinarily do.
Just in a different order, huh?
You're gonna talk about it, make a recommendation. The recommendation will get converted into conclusions of fact for council, and then council will just act on that.
Certainly makes it much more convenient for the applicant.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is this basketball court in the house?
Yes. Yes. This is the inside.
There's yeah. one you don't hear.
It's a basketball court. Yeah.
Is that what they're building now?
They do. They do
fun
in Bath.
How fun to hang out at their house, right? The kids.
They do in Bath. LeBron lives there. Or live there.
Also, I'm just drawing a blank on his name. The guy in Moreland Hills that owns the steel business. The kid was in my kid's class. I've been in his house.
Lebo?
What? Lebo. He has a basketball court in his mm-hmm. house, too.
Wow. He's a huge fan. Todd Lebo? He's huge.
Oh, I know. He has friends with them. They hang out together.
He's friends with
they party. They went
LeBron
to San Francisco
James.
For yeah. the NBA championship. Yeah. You know. Okay.
All right, so
all on the record.
As far as what's coming up, we have a couple of odd little things. There's an owner on West Woodcrest who wants to take the roof off of his front porch and just leave the concrete deck. And that's an architectural change.
Like, why would somebody want to do that? Is it falling apart and they just don't want to rebuild it?
I think I'll let them make
it's
that.
It's so considerate for people knocking on your door.
Well, in okay. any case, that's what they'd like to do. So at this point, what they're doing is they're providing us with photographs with it removed. So we're not talking about architectural drawings. We're talking about showing you as clearly as they can what it's actually going to look like when it's done. They're just wiping out the report. So it's kind of a weird little one. There's actually no construction involved. It's just the removal.
Deconstruction.
So we'll be finishing it off. But that'll be... I think the first thing on the docket. We'll also have a variance request for a rear yard setback for a deck down on Orange Lake.
I think
parking kiosks are coming for Planning Commission review. The signs variances for the hospital.
It's not a hospital.
Pardon?
I correct you, only because we had problems with people going there thinking it is a hospital.
Well, okay. The medical building.
It's very misleading.
Before a Hoosier was okay. built, huh?
So.
And they still do, right?
Oh, yeah.
We think it's an emergency room at the hospital.
Well, there's
urgent care.
There's an urgent care.
There's an urgent care,
the
right.
But we don't...
But so what are they doing
here?
We
need ambulance service. But
remember all the signage that we had discussed with them? Well, there were a couple of things that required variance.
New name.
The front monument signs are larger than is allowed. And the naming...
At the top.
The naming
well, no,
has
those
been
all
announced.
Through.
It's the Minoff family.
Those were all
it was
through
a
because they met the code.
With Roy.
I saw there was an article on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we all know.
And you need to go look at that, right?
Which?
that...
The sprinkler damage, yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, they got zip-tie doors.
At the UH,
they
yeah.
came in...
It's going to be millions.
When there was freeze for
the... Oh, my God, from
permit.
The freezing day when they were breaking
the happens on your chair.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. This lady told me $1 million in damage.
Because
the sprinkler opened up?
Correct.
$1 million.
The pipe broke.
Fast in medical.
Where?
So second floor, right in the corner, an area that had been, you know, where they were remodeling inside.
Okay. Most water features don't cost that much to add.
And all that stuff went down into the cancer center.
Wow.
And all the equipment.
Oh, how terrible. Their equipment?
Wow. So.
There's a medical office building in Willoughby that flooded from the third floor. The pediatric... The kids stuffed the toilet, and it went down and got the magnetic resonance imager at first.
How do you know that kids stuffed the toilet?
Because it was in the pediatrics ward, and they figured it out.
Anyway, I think you just need to go look at that. That's really that's kind of a big deal there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
anything else? Any progress on the surgery center signs?
You sit next to me.
You know, the sign with seven different businesses?
That we talked to.
I'm sorry. We haven't heard back from them since that meeting.
Cite them.
Okay.
No, I don't mean cite them, but...
Yeah, I will
give them notice.
I will go Ortho, call. And it's
give
affiliated sign.
I had a meeting with him last week and told him, you've got
to... It hurts. Non-compliance
up there.
It's just so
horrible
on the
sign,
eyes.
But see,
the
optics that sign we gave a variance for, it was supposed to be on the south driveway. So instead of moving that bad sign to the south, they started building a foundation for a second sign on the south and covered it with sandwich board signs. So we had to talk to the owner.
Spectrum, which is moving in where the old Verizon store is on or was on Chagrin, they're coming in for their sign.
That is so great because we've never had a convenient cable store ever. Is that what it is, like Spectrum? Like you
yeah,
put your box
Spectrum.
In? And,
We kept
Verizon as well.
And then the last thing is, prospectively, we have a discussion of a stockpile mound on Emory where the proposed phase 7 is going to be for Lakes of Orange. They want to temporarily stockpile dirt that they're taking out of the project that they're doing now in Lakes of Orange.
Okay, so, the only thing I can add is that we have been given studies and a bunch of stuff for the Pinecrest Residential. So we haven't had the preliminary meetings yet. It's a lot. Did you get it? Or you give it to Paul?
Paul has it.
Okay. I mean, I haven't had a chance to go through it. It's a lot of material. But when we do, we will sit down and keep moving forward.
That's great.
How's it look?
We haven't had a time to look at it.
At a first glance,
that's
promising.
I've looked at it.
Attractive?
I'm waiting for John to decide that.
Okay.
And anything else for the good of the commission?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that we approved landscaping for the Monument Cooper's Hawk sign out there. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember seeing that the letters, the actual address, the numbers are so low to the ground. You know, we always talk about how high the sign is going to be, and the numbers sort of need to be at that level also. So anyway, I was wondering if maybe you could email me a copy of what that is, just so that I can look at it
sure.
and make sure that those numbers are not going to be obliterated mm-hmm. at some point, because they are maybe 12
inches. But how many people looking for a restaurant need the address, and they'll see Cooper's Hawk?
They don't, but I think it looks poorly planned if your numbers are half covered up.
Yeah.
And if somebody's looking for an address to get a bead on something else down the road, I tend to always look mm-hmm. for conspicuous signs, like, right. you know.
And
but I agree.
Required to be visible.
Wait, do you remember what kind of landscape we approved for that sign?
I only remember the hedge because I'm so... stuck on the fact that once that hedge goes in there and starts growing, it's going to obliterate the building in the back. Right now you see just this little smidge of building on the top there. Yeah, I know. Well, that's just it. But I'm upset because I'm sure this was not the vision
they had. We need to make sure it complies with what we approved.
Saying? Right. And I don't want them to come back and say, oh, by the way, we've decided to do something completely different.
I have a question. I don't know at what point the traffic engineer comes in.
18 months from significant occupancy date, which was established, I can't tell you the day, but it was in December 17th. I don't know what the date was, but we've got the significant occupancy date now.
Okay.
The clock starts ticking.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Pinecrest.
I knew, but I didn't. Are you observing a problem?
I'm not observing a problem.
Okay.
I mean, yes, in the month of December, there was a problem because it was the holiday season, and there were a lot of people who wanted to discover Pinecrest, as the sign says.
The first holiday season.
They did, on the record, they did a sensational job, I thought. In sprucing up Pinecrest for the holiday and keeping the rink out.
Me and the Grinch.
For as long as they did, it was great. And now, you know, January is historically the slowest month, among the slowest months.
Well, especially with the
restaurants.
Cold.
And, you know, on weekends there was
I have really never had a complaint. I have not had lots of complaints before the lights were hooked up and operational.
Sure.
I had tons of complaints coming in on my text messages and all the time. But I haven't had one since it's operational.
A couple people asked whether they've thought about we thought about building another turn lane. I said, not at all. Not at all.
You mean off of the freeway? That's going to be an ODOT. They're aware of looking at that.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think the chief is against that, because if there's two eastbound turns off of the ramp going north, when you get up, if you're on 271 going north and you get up at the ramp, and if there's two right turns, then he's concerned about the inner lane getting over be able to turn into Pinecrest.
Yeah, the person who mentioned this lives in my development. Said, why can't it be like Brainerd and Cedar? Well, Brainerd, it's a very different intersection. It's a weird intersection.
May it never be like
it's better mess.
I don't think it's so. I don't think Brainerd and Cedar is that high a standard.
We don't aspire to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take a motion to approve the minutes from January 15th, please.
So moved.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hitt. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Any comments, changes, corrections? Call the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes. Well, I did want to get through this meeting quickly, but I never anticipated this quickly. Meeting over. Good night.
New record.
That's a record.
Oh, yeah.
Did he call you and tell you he's not coming?
No. Do you know why he's not here?
I called and left them a reminder message today about the meeting.
He doesn't think it starts at 7, does he?
No, I told him 6:30.
I know that they have not completed the construction plans yet. I made it clear to them that was not required in order for ABI. I guess my point is they may have been concerned that they weren't speaking with the plans yet.